Welcome to the Bridge Beyond English podcast, where I share diverse ideas to help you think creatively and connect globally in English. I'm your host, David Nagai, in Yokohama, Japan. This episode is called When Power Has No Limits. I hope my reflections help you process what's happening in global politics right now. Also, if you would like to read the text transcript with vocabulary tips, you can access that by just clicking the link in the show notes. And that will take you to my blog article. We are living through a moment in history that feels unstable, not just because of one politician, but because of what that politician represents. Donald Trump is not simply a controversial leader. He is a stress test for American democracy, for international norms, and for human nature itself. The deeper question is not what will Trump do next, but what happens when power stops believing in limits? In recent years, ideas that once seemed unthinkable are now openly discussed. Military interventions without international consent. Open threats against sovereign territories. The normalization of breaking international law if it serves national interest, or personal interest, for that matter. Even if some of these actions never happen, the talk itself matters. International law is not enforced by a global police force. It survives because powerful countries agree to respect it. When a superpower signals that rules are optional and without consequence, it quietly gives permission to others to think the same way. If one leader can justify force for oil, security, or pride, why can't others do the same for their own reasons? Consider Venezuela. Many Venezuelans celebrated the removal of Maduro because they were exhausted by corruption and economic collapse. Their relief is real and understandable. But relief does not automatically equal justice or long-term flourishing. When an outside power intervenes primarily for resources or geopolitical advantage, can it truly be trusted to build a real democracy? Or does it create a fragile system, one that looks democratic on the surface but serves foreign interests beneath it? History gives us reasons to be cautious. Because remember, the United States has done this same thing, often less explicitly, many times in other countries as well. Inside the United States, the erosion of trust may be as dangerous as their foreign policy. Incidents involving law enforcement and political violence raise an unsettling question. What happens when citizens stop believing that institutions serve everyone fairly? Societies do not collapse only because of coups or invasions. They collapse when trust disappears, when people believe rules are selectively enforced and power protects itself. In such conditions, fear grows, anger spreads, and calls for strong rule become tempting. authoritarianism often arrives not because people love it, but because they are afraid, tired of chaos, and want stability. This raises uncomfortable questions about the people surrounding Trump. Most of them clearly understand his selfish dishonesty and instability. So why do they stay loyal? Some seek power. Others fear losing status. Many convince themselves they are managing him, or that history will judge at a much later time. This is a common human behavior. Moral responsibility is postponed, outsourced, or buried under ambition. Short-term survival often feels more urgent than long-term reputation or morality. Maintaining their power advantage feels more important than upholding peace, justice, and dignity for fellow citizens of their country and for global citizens around the world. The same logic applies to tech billionaires and corporate elites. Their support is rarely ideological. It is transactional. They want access, protection, and advantage in uncertain times. Yet this strategy assumes that power can be controlled, that instability can be ridden like a wave. If you adjust your surfboard to stay on top, while others drown in the water. History may suggest otherwise. For Japan, these questions are not distant. How should Japan respond to rising tensions with China and uncertainty about American leadership? Does adopting a strong posture prevent conflict? Or risk increasing it? When global leadership becomes unpredictable, smaller and mid-sized nations must rethink what security really means. Ultimately, this moment forces us to confront something deeper than politics. Humans evolved for small tribes, not global systems armed with nuclear weapons. Fear pushes us toward tribal thinking. Stress rewards simple stories and strong leaders. Democracy, by contrast, requires patience, restraint, and shared belief in limits. So the final question is not whether democracy is perfect. It is whether we are willing to protect democracy when it feels slow, frustrating, and fragile. The danger of our time may not only be the monsters in power, but ordinary humans, under pressure, slowly accepting that rules no longer matter. Because both global leaders and normal citizens possess the ability and choice to either risk dying while helping their neighbors, or to fight and kill them for resources when disaster strikes. Our humanity is being tested on the global political stage. Hopefully, for normal citizens like us, we will be prepared to pass the test if it becomes a requirement. Okay, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Once again, if you want to read the text transcript for this episode, you can just click the link in the show notes. If you want to think creatively and connect globally in English, I offer classes here in Yokohama, Motomachi, Japan, and online, where we discuss global topics and creative ideas to help you connect with the world, to expand your creativity and connection with people in your work and life. If that sounds interesting to you, you can just check out the link in the show notes, or just visit us at bridgebeyondenglish.com. Thanks again for listening. I'm your host, David Nagai.